So they came and looked for job, and you did you have to like interview them and see their background? Mm-hmm. What kind of background you were looking for?
What they work and have experience and how long they work there and all this.
How many hours do they work there?
That time about 8 hours.
8 hours?
Yeah.
And the store open about morning?
Morning, 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock and close about
six
in the evening.
Yeah.
And the Chinese work there, they work just as many hours as other workers.
The Chinese men, they work in the night sometimes.
Uh-huh. Why work in the night? Because you close at 6 o'clock.
Well, they open some good and mark some good and put the good out and all those things.
So, in 1934, you probably had quite a few Chinese friends then.
Yeah.
All living in Chinatown area.
No, they get a house for the cook to live.
So where did you live?
In Fedora Street. They get a big house.
Fedora Street.
Fedora Street.
Victoria Street?
Fedora.
Oh,
Fedora.
Okay, and so that it's a big house for how many people?
Oh, they get back house and everything. I think at least 8 or 9 people. 9 people.
Nine people.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these 9 people? Water Chong live there too?
No, Water Chong live there.
So Water only Chong. The people who came from
Water
San Francisco?
Chong's wife, you know, he got married, he got a house for himself. Shaila Chen had, I think Shaila Chen worked there, and back young, he died already.
Uh-huh.
And Howard Leung, he's a bartender now in the New Moon.
Uh-huh.
He worked there.
Still working there now, or?
Howard Leung
worked
for me at that time.
Uh-huh. Is he now in the New Moon?
New Moon for bartender.
And so they all live in the same house?
Yeah.
And so it was like us?
No, I would learn that in the warehouse this year. He got a family there, father and mother there, then father house.
I see. So. Yeah. Like you mentioned, there are 8 or 9 people live with you in that big house, and they are all single men.
Huh?
They are all single men,
Yeah.
And
when married couple is from San Francisco,
you
mean the back house?
You mean there are a separate house there, or it's just the same?
Separate house.
So who did the cookings and house keeper?
That time, I don't think they cooking for
the people. So you just eat out? You just ate out?
That time I was in Los Angeles, married already.
Oh, you were married already?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
So when were you married?
1919. Yeah.
That time you were in San Diego. You got married in...
Married and then go San Diego.
Oh, so you married in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, married in San Francisco.
And then you went to
San Diego.
So you came to Los Angeles, so your wife actually stayed home and take care of the housekeeping.
Yeah.
And I see. Yeah, and so that time, did you have children then?
In 1930, I get my daughter. Then, at 10 years, I get second daughter.
Oh, it's 10 years apart.
Yeah.
In San Diego then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
And then they get the other boy in a couple of years later. So my old daughter, 10 years old, then.
Then the second daughter.
Yeah.
And so when you were, working in a Los Angeles store between 1934 and 1940.
Yeah.
So you did go to Chinatown quite often. So you did you see the change of the Chinatown? Because old Chinatown was
in Bibu there.
Yeah.
The old Bibu there.
Uh-huh. And they were torn down, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they moved to New Chinatown.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. How was the old Chinatown look?
Look, not too good.
Not too good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. People live there quite happily, and they.
I do know.
I mean, it's hard for them to live there, or it's just. It's not so good the place to stay.
No.
But they managed to do that. Did you have any friends live in Chinatown?
Well. I had one is here, used to be General Lee's
yeah.
father.
Oh.
Yeah, I know him, pretty good friend.
Mm-hmm. So you visit him quite often.
And
that time he had the restaurant, right?
Yeah.
Manzhenlao.
Yeah.
So you visit actually the restaurant,
and
the family lives in the restaurant?
No, they have a separate house. Yeah, they live on Broadway, in a house here up there.
Did you visit them in the house, their house?
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably were pretty wealthy compared to other people, huh?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have big house and have good business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. How did you know him? How did you
go to rest and then know him?
At that time, Manzhenlao have a lot of customers who are not Chinese, or most of them are Chinese customers.
No, all kind. I think all kind.
Mm-hmm. So you like the food there, and you went there, and.
And Shendaidong
used. Shendaidong, ha.
Used to be
Alan Lam.
Alan
Lam.
Alan, yeah. Alan.
Good friend.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you visit them. What did you do? Did you play mahjong or?
No.
You just go there and talk. Huh?
Yeah. Go to eat and.
Go there and eat. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was Alan always in old Chinatown, or he came here late? From China. Was
I didn't know how long he'd been here.
Uh-huh. But when you were here, he was
there.
He's there,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so do you know anybody who is not in restaurant business?
No.
Uh-huh. So mainly you know the people who are in restaurant business. And that your wife went with you, Mrs. Fong?
Huh?
Did your wife go with you to Chinatown? Did
not,
you take her?
Really, no.
Uh-huh. Especially for
Sunday.
Uh-huh. For dinner or some banquet.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see. Can I go back and ask about your wife? How did you meet your wife? In San Francisco?
In San Jose, that time I met her.
Uh-huh. Oh, San Jose?
Yeah.
Was she born in San Jose or?
No, he born in Malpita, little town near San Jose.
Oh, Malpita, huh?
Yeah, Malpita.
Mm-hmm. And
father had a farm in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so he visited San Jose and you make acquaintance.
Yeah.
And you got married in San Jose or San Francisco?
San Francisco.
Oh, because your father at that time, When did you?
No, my father went back to China already that time.
Oh, your father actually went back to China to stay?
Mm.
At that time, how old was he though?
Mm,
when he went back?
I don't remember now.
He went back what year? Around 1920?
17 or 18.
Oh, so actually when you were down here,
yeah.
He already...
Yeah, already went back.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. So, yeah. And since then he didn't, he never came back.
No.
I see. Do you know what he did after he went back?
I didn't know.
You didn't communicate with him?
No.
Huh. Did you have to send money to him then?
No. No.
Oh, he went back and that's it? No,
yeah,
no letters?
No,
and, uh-huh. How about your brother?
Brother, he passed away early.
Oh. So he didn't really live that long?
No, no.
When,
in
how many years?
Oakland? Yeah, about 20 years.
When he was 20 years old?
Years.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, she graduated about 25 years ago.
Oh, 25 years ago, I see.
Mm.
He always worked in Oakland?
I didn't know where he worked sometime in.
Ah.
Yeah.
But he is always in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I see. He didn't communicate with the family either.
No.
So, and your wife, you got married in San Francisco. Why you got married in San Francisco instead of in San Jose?
Oh, San Francisco, where the Chinese Association, Yongwo, Uyghur.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you got married in Yongwo,
yeah.
Uyghur, I
yeah.
see. Uh-huh. And but then you went back to San Jose to work. Oh no, you right away came.
Yeah, right away
came
to
down
San Diego.
San Diego, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you work in San Diego, were there many Chinese in San Diego?
Quite a few.
Did they have Chinatown there?
Yeah, they had Chinatown there.
Mm-hmm. Was your store close to Chinatown down there?
Not quite, no.
So, but you would visit Chinatown there,
yeah,
though?
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Went down there, eat sometime.
Uh-huh, I see. So, did, of course, your, like Mrs. Fong was born in United States, so
yeah.
She also speaks English.
Yeah.
Very well. And where did you learn your English?
Huh?
Where did you learn your English?
I went to night school and
So when you just come to United States,
yeah.
How many years did you go to night school?
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
You speak very
yeah.
well. And so you went down there. Did you make quite a lot of Caucasian friends, Mexican friends?
Mm-hmm. Quite a bit, you know.
Uh-huh, quite a bit, huh?
Yeah.
And then...
they worked in a store and all those.
Mm-hmm. Did your wife also work in the store, or she doesn't? She didn't.
She worked there for a while, not too long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in San Diego.
Uh-huh. And you also live in a separate house from the store, right? It's you live another house.
Storehouse, still storehouse.
Still store's house. Store
yeah.
rent the house
then,
for you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then open
there. Uh-huh. And you came to Los Angeles. Did your wife like Los Angeles?
Yeah. Because her sister in Los Angeles at that time.
Was sister in law was what?
That time, sister-in-law live in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
They have a little grocery store.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which means your wife's brother
sister,
and sister.
Sister.
Yeah. Your sister-in-law, I see.
Yeah.
Which grocery store?
Well, it used to be they had one on Serena Street near Chinatown. Serena,
huh?
Yeah.
And then, did they ever move to Chinatown?
Yeah, they closed up that place.
Mm-hmm. So your wife would visit her sister once a while, and so she's quite happy.
Yeah.
And any other relatives of yours live down here?
No.
Because your brother was always in the Bay Area, and did you have any like uncle and aunt came to United States?
No,
I see. Uh-huh. So after 1940, you went back to San Diego and worked also a manager too. For how long? How many years?
1963, I retired.
Uh-huh.
1963.
63, retired.
Yeah.
In San Diego. And where did you decide to
move?
Move back to Los Angeles.
Because my daughter lived here, my son lived here, and her sister lived in next block. And one lived in Bill Garden. They all here, so you decide to move back to Los Angeles.
I see. So when you moved back, you bought a house?
Bought this house.
Oh, this house.
Yeah.
Since 1963.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
And since then, you just never work or?
No.
Just enjoy gardening and visiting your daughters.
Yeah.
And at that time, your daughter was already married.
Yeah, right.
And how about your son?
Son, well, I think she married in 1964.
You mean your son,
right? She lived in Gardenia.
I
bought a house in Midland.
I see.
My wife passed away in 1970.
That time she was about 70 years old?
Her about 70.
70 years old.
Yeah.
And your daughter lived not far away from here, right?
No, definitely.
So you can visit her?
I go there now, every day.
Really? How did you get there?
I drive over there.
Oh, you're still driving?
Yeah.
Wow, fantastic. So you came to Los Angeles. Most of the time you stay here. Did you go to visit Chinatown or?
Oh, once there, go by, yeah.
I see.
Buy some groceries.
So almost all your working experiences are in National Dollar Store. And did you get your salary?
Keep on going up.
Keep on going up, and compared to other people, you were
pretty good.
Pretty good.
I got lucky to get that couple stores. Do good business. So when you get more business, you get more bonus.
Oh, you get bonus too.
Otherwise, you get nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You mean you don't have
you
salary? You have monthly
have salary,
pay, and then after salary is not that much.
No.
But the bonus is the I see. How much bonus you get? Percentage. It depends on the business
you make.
I see. And let me see. when you were in...
Well, actually not too good, you know, competition pretty hard, you know, that Fifth Street department store used to walk the same block, you know. The competition pretty hard, you know.
I see.
Cheap things, share pretty cheap.
So you cannot sell cheaper than they did, so it's kind of hard to compete with them.
Yeah, right.
And were there many Chinese customers?
Huh?
Were there many Chinese customers?
Not too many.
Chinese that didn't go to the Zhongheng, huh?
Yeah.
And during 1934 and 1940, were there any other store in Los Angeles besides the one that you worked
at? Dollar store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
How many?
About six stores.
Six stores in Los Angeles?
Yeah, one in Pomona, in Manchester, one in Huntington Park, the town. One in Whittier.
Oh, Whittier.
One First Street store. Quite
First Street?
Yeah.
Mm. Was there anyone in Santa Monica?
No, never been there.
Oh, never been there?
No.
I see.
Yeah.
So, all these stores is not connected to each other. I mean, they all related to the main office in San Francisco.
Yeah,
but you don't do business together here.
No.
I see.
Well, sometimes, you know, when I advertise them, when they're in Los Angeles, they put their address in there. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Put their name there.
You mean the five stores or six stores will put one ad out and different addresses.
Yeah.
I see. Otherwise, you don't really have any relation with them.
During that time, I was the district manager of all the stores.
Oh, so you have to coordinate
among
all the managers here. Mm-hmm. Oh, district managers.
Yeah.
Were all the managers Chinese?
Yeah, all Chinese.
Oh. Did they ever hire non-Chinese to work as a manager?
No, very few. First come National Dollar Store, used to be China Taxi. Then we in San Diego, I moved the other store to a bigger store. Then left that small store, changed the name for National Dollar Store. That's the first one start. Because they had that old store there, but had lease, so they changed it for Dollar Store.
Oh, first called National Dollar Store.
Yeah, first one.
I see. In
San Diego.
San Diego.
But the other store still called China Taxi.
China Daiquiri.
Daiquiri, yeah.
I see.
Then after that, they opened that big store in Los Angeles. Then
we call National Dollar Store.
National Dollar Store.
Who thought of that name?
Huh?
Who thought of that name, National Dollar Store?
Before she met me.
I see.
And they that the store in San Diego when first started.
Mm-hmm.
They had a white man for manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old manager and what they call Clark Dollar Store. They hired him for that, take care of the store at the beginning. From San Diego.
When was that happened? About 1940-something?
No, 1930. When they 1922 start for that dollar store.
Then they start hiring the white man to be a manager, first one.
For this Dallas, oh, this manager used to be a, what they call it? Clock Dallas store,
uh-huh.
He's a manager there before.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So they hired him there for first one.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. So when was the, I mean, how many years were the National Dollar Store in Los Angeles last? I mean, they started in 1934 again,
1934,
right? And
yeah.
They still have, they don't have the store now, right?
No, that store there leased up, so they
close up.
Close up.
So how, when was that? 19? That was before, that was after?
40.
Some, oh, I see, after you left.
After I left, 1940, should be, 42 or 43, I think they closed that store.
I see. Uh-huh.
At least somebody took it. They went up twice high, too much.
Oh.
So they give up.
Mm-hmm. How much business did they have at that time? I mean,
almost $1 million.
$1 million?
Yeah.
A month?
In Los Angeles.
During 1930s, huh?
No, 1940. Yeah,
when you just started, how much money did you make, I mean, in that store?
Oh,
around?
Not quite a million.
Not quite a million.
Yeah. Nine
it's close to a million.
Mm-hmm.
Very good business then. It was net or just the business?
Net business.
Business. Uh-huh. So it's very successful.
Yeah.
And is there any special, I mean, management, you know, special method that they apply to the stores, you know, when you, or you, how it becomes so successful?
You have to have to work hard and have to buy some good, you know. Easy to sell.
Uh-huh. Easy to sell, I see.
Yeah. The people like, not too high, you know, not sell too high.
Uh-huh. Did you get all, did you get all the goods from San Francisco or not necessary?
No, they direct from East in different places.
Because you sell different goods and, but the clothing still from San Francisco, though.
Yeah, part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when you purchase stock or goods from other, like from East Coast or other cities, did you have to do the purchasing or the main office will do?
I purchase.
The main office will also do some distributing.
Yeah.
They bought there and then they distribute to
special, you know.
Uh-huh. Special only for Los Angeles or for San Diego. So you have to know what the customer wants you buy it and special place to go, I mean, to buy all these things.
Yeah.
So the manager play very important role in terms of making the business go.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the reason why the manager also get the bonus.
Yeah.
Anybody else get bonus in the store? The worker? Did worker get bonus?
No.
Only the
assistant manager. Sometimes they give them little.
Uh-huh. What? So you have district manager.
Yeah.
And you have store manager, you have assistant manager, and then the salesman.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a big department. So did you find the job very difficult or very interesting or
No. No.
Not difficult.
No.
And
you know, that time, you know, Chinese had to find a job, you know. They go to Chinese, they, you know, they come in, they're looking for a job, a lot of Chinese.
So compared to other Chinese business, did people get better pay in National Dollar Store than working in other restaurants?
Yeah, better pay than the other.
So actually, a lot of Chinese would like to work in the National Dollar Store.
Yeah.
And so you never have difficult time to find people to help. And how many percent of the workers were Chinese and how many were non-Chinese?
In the store?
Yeah.
About two-thirds Chinese, one-third and American, two-thirds.
Why you hire more American than Chinese?
Woman, you know, woman cook.